Missed the first couple of games of the season with injury, so you're three games into your own season so far. How are you feeling?
Yeah, pretty good actually. I'm building nicely. Obviously, I didn't really have a pre-season, so it's been a bit tough with my fitness and all that. I've just been sat on a watt bike for the last few months, so yeah, the lungs have been on fire the last few weeks and just getting used to the right movements again, and so I'm kind of just getting back into it as the games are going on. But I'm happy I'm playing more and more minutes each week, and I'm starting to feel comfortable and a bit like my old self. So things are going really well, positive, and I'm happy how things are going for myself personally.
Cool. Is the foot holding up all right? Is feeling good to play on?
Yeah, really good. It's a bit tough with the conditions at the minute and the pitches, and things are a bit boggy, and you know, we've had so much rain. My foot gets a little bit sore, but it's nothing major. It's just, you know, the nature of the game these days. But yeah, doing all the right recovery and prehab and rehab sort of things. So we're ticking all the boxes. So yeah, I'm doing well.
Have you had that sort of injury that's needed surgery and a good few months on the sideline before in your career?
No, not really. This is probably my first biggish one. Obviously, bit stupid towards the back end of last year, and I just kept playing on it and jabbing it up with, you know, painkilling injections and stuff, and then by the end I just couldn't walk, so you know, some of that needed to get fixed. But I'm glad it's done now and it's behind us, and onwards and upwards now.
Is it just a case of building up those minutes again?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm pretty much nearly there now, I think. Yeah, just getting the reps in, and you know, most of these lads have been training since October. And I've started like 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago. So, yeah, it's just catching up, mate, and just getting back into it.
Cool. How do you see the team's first five games then and their position so far this season?
I think we started really well, especially, you know, in the derby as well. Getting the win is really good. And obviously there's always things to work on each week, each game. And I think we did that nicely. And then third game in, there's moments in games where we just shoot ourselves in the foot a bit and let other teams off the hook. But I thought the Huddersfield game, you know, we had a real emphasis on starting well, and I thought we did that. You know, it was a tough contest. You know, Huddersfield like to get into that grind, and you know, we put it on ourselves to challenge them at that and see who can go for the longest. And you know, I thought we did that. So we're really happy with how things are going. And you know, each week we're always looking to improve, but so far so good.
Salford again this week. I think that was your first game back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When you played them a couple of weeks ago. What have you made of them so far this season?
They're a great team. You know, there's a lot of news, you know, surrounding the club about their squad size or injuries and you know, where they'll finish. And, you know, you've kind of just got to block out that noise because they are a really good team. You look at their back line, it's probably one of the best back line in the competition. So they've got, you know, they've got quality in that side, and you kind of underestimate a team like Salford. And obviously, spent my time there, you know, it's full of great people, you know, who really care about the club. So, you know, I love playing against them. I get to see with my old pals again and that. So it's always nice. But yeah, they're a great team, and we always, you know, tend to have a good competition against them. You know, both teams going at it, and obviously it's our first round of the Challenge Cup, and you all want to go on to the next round. So I'm looking forward to it, and it should be a really good game.
What have you taken as a squad from that first time you played on to build into this game?
Say that again, pal.
What have you taken from that first game against Salford that you'll be building on as a squad going into this game?
I think from that first game, we just went away from our plan a little bit. And, you know, we had a set plan of what we were going to do, and we just went away from it, and then the game got away from us. And we came back in it a little bit, but yeah, just, you know, you do things like that against a team like Salford, you'll get punished. And, you know, with Mark Snead at helm and, you know, his kicking game and stuff, you know, they've got strike all over the park. So we'll be looking just to stick to play our own game and stick to what we've been training all week. So, yeah, hopefully we can just put plan to action.
And you played in that Challenge Cup final last August. How do you feel personally about that final and the defeat 7 months on? How do you look back at it?
Cheers for bringing it up. I don't think you'll ever get over it. It's just one of them. It was a great spectacle. I enjoyed it, first taste of a final, and a great game to play in. But Yeah, it was hard, but you just it just makes you hungry for more, I guess. Yeah, so it's just one of them, and it's just one of them, pal.
How's Willie been using it this week? I think he said he's using it a little bit to motivate the squad. Is that something he's been doing?
Yeah, we haven't spoken about it too much. We just like to take it week by week, and you know, a game's a game, really, at the end of the day. But you can obviously we did really well last year getting there, so you can use that as motivation. As you know, we want that feeling again of going to the final, and yeah. So I guess it's. It's been used a little bit, but we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves or anything like that. It's just week by week, game by game, and if we get there, we get there. But everyone's hungry to crack on and really push on to these later rounds.
I think, is this the first time we've spoke to you since your new contract got announced as well? Is that right?
I didn't know. Mevies, mate. I didn't have so much going on myself. I didn't know what's going on.
We'll assume it is.
All right.
So 3 years, contract extension as well. What did Willie speak to you about his vision for the future for these next 3 years?
It wasn't really a talk about his vision. It was just more of a, like, I'm really happy here. I love this club. I love the fans and I love the people, the staff. It's just, you know, it feels like a bit of me, this club. So, you know, I was more than happy to stay. I've had meetings with Willie. The first time I signed, about his vision for the club and the culture he wants to create, so that really hasn't changed, so I didn't really have to go over that again. I knew what the plans were, and we were just happy to sign again and just keep working together. I think he's getting the best out of me as a player, and you know, we've got a good rapport as a player coach, so I'm just happy to continue that relationship with him and the rest of the staff and the boys. Yeah, the group we've got is absolutely outstanding. And you know, I love coming into work each day and being around these men. So yeah, it was a no-brainer for me, and you know, I was really excited just to get a long-term deal and a bit of security. And yeah, so, and my mum wants a new kitchen, so she was telling us to sign it.
Yeah, I'm gonna argue with that.
Yeah,
well,
nah.
That's everything from me, Sam. I'll pass you on to the other guys.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Hey up, Sam. How are you doing?
Hello, pal.
Just a few quick ones from me, and just again touching on the contract. You've signed it now, and you've committed a long-term future to the club. Individually and collectively, what do you hope to achieve during the duration of the contract?
Well, I'd be silly to not say win. You know, win silverware. I think that's everybody's goal, and everyone who plays the game wants silverware in the cabinet. You know, so that'll be the ultimate goal. You know, whether it takes 1 year, 3 years, you know, it is what it is. But I'll be happy just to turn up the work, you know, put my graft in, work hard, and hopefully tick the boxes and get some medals in my cabinet, because I think I've won out at the minute.
What about individually, like, without putting words in your mouth, is England an aspiration? Anything else, small, large, or otherwise, that you, you know, beyond the silverware that you want to achieve?
Yeah, obviously I was born in Scotland myself, and I've had the privilege to represent Scotland, but you know, the rest of my family are of English, and you know, born and bred Geordie, so I'd probably consider the call up to play for England and represent them. That would be a great honour as well for my family. But individually, yeah, I'm just, you know, Willie spoke about getting the best out of us as a player. And each day just working hard and working on those areas that'll get me 1% better. So yeah, I'm just going to keep my head down, keep working individually, and you know, hopefully I could be one of the best props in the comp. That's my aim anyway, besides silver, where, you know, I want to have my name in the hat when they speak about props in Super League. So I'll try my best, I'll work hard, hopefully I'll get there.
I don't know how much you've kept up in the last week or so about some of the changes that have been made with International Rugby League, and some of the nations having the licences, I think that's the correct wording, like, taken off the head of the World Cup. If it is something you've kept on top of, have you got an opinion on it, you know, given, you know, you've represented Scotland, and it means a lot to people. I know George King, obviously, one of your teammates, is very passionate about Ireland. I just wondered if that was a conversation you guys had and what your thoughts were on it.
Yeah, well, I seen an article about it. I haven't really kept up kept up with it much, to be fair, mate. But I did see that, like, yeah, they had the licence or something taken off, and they're not allowed in the World Cup. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a shame. Obviously, Ireland aren't in it. Scotland won't be in it. Is it Italy as well?
Off the top of my head, I believe so.
Maybe. Yeah. A couple of our nations. And it is a real shame. I guess you can't really have a World Cup without, you know, the majority of the nations there, I guess. But, you know, it's out of my hands, you know. It is what it is. It's a shame for everyone involved, but hopefully in the future we can fix it and everyone can be back playing.
Brilliant. Cheers, Paul.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
I bet you're all right.
Hello, Paul.
I just wanted to ask about, obviously, like I say, you've already played Salford this season, and one of the big differences was Matchnade, both with the boot in play and also conversions. You've played with him. How do you nullify Matchnade? He's basically best in the company, well, with the boot anyway.
Yeah, he's a great kicker, isn't he? You know, I think he's that good of a player. He'll always find a way to, you know, play to his strengths. But as an opposing team, you've just got to put him under a heap of pressure. I think his little grubber kicks, and giving him time with the ball is probably going to hurt yourself. So you just got to take that away from him, put him under pressure, and hopefully, I mean, conversions, they're all up to him really, aren't they? There's not much you can do apart from just stop the try and don't let him kick in the first place. But yeah, just put him under as much pressure as you can. But he's a great player, so yeah.
And just one more that I wanted to ask was about Magic Weekend. I know that you were giving it large in front of the Gallagher, weren't you? And you were at St James's last time. So what do you think about Magic being moved to Ellen Road this season? I mean, I know it's not been confirmed to be permanently moved from St James. It could well go back, but just missing out this year. I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, obviously I'm going to be a bit biased, aren't I? And say St James is the best place. But look, I understand it. You know, we've got to expand this game, and I mean, an Atgant Elland Road, like, there's not much expansion there, but they've got to mix it up. I don't know if there was something, you know, behind closed doors where there might have been a fixture on at St James and it's not there, you know, a clash of schedules or anything like that. But I loved it at St James. I think it's, you know, Newcastle's an unbelievable city, and I think it's rugby league, you know, it fits nicely up there. But if they've got to take Magic Week on the road to different places, you know, it might go somewhere else after Ellen Road. So, yeah, look, I'm happy to expand, but I'll always be biased and say Newcastle's the best spot.
Yeah,